And we continue here on Bickley and Murata Mornings here on this Thursday, and talking a lot about Kevin Durant, the Phoenix Suns, the NBA with Eddie Johnson, Suns television analyst, Sirius XM NBA radio host, who joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Eddie, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. Before we get to the basketball, you got something else cooking, too, that we want to give you time to tell us about. This new golf app, Combat Golf. What is Combat Golf all about?
Yeah, man. You know, I've been working on this thing for about 3 years. It all started about 3 years ago when, you know, sometimes you go play golf, man, and you get a little, you know, you get a little deterred because obviously you get hooked up with somebody you actually don't want to play with. And they don't like to play the way that you play. And it kind of makes the monotony of a five and a half hour day go to waste. And so what I did is I created an app, man, that unites like-minded golfers. That, you know, you guarantee to have a golf game the way you like to play. Whether it's not play for money, whether it's just play for drinks, whether it's just play the course, or whatever it is. And you build it through society, through the app, where all the guys that you love to play with, you can contact them once you have a tee time. And all of a sudden, you got a golf round. But the beautiful part about it is, if they're going to be in your society, guess what? You're going to probably be in there. And so if you do the math, that's about 450 golfers that now you've created this bubble to where you can wake up 7 days a week if you want and be able to play a nice round of golf. And a lot of times, maybe at a course that ordinarily you wouldn't be able to get to because it could be a private course.
Very cool.
So it's something I've been working on forever. People can download it from the App Store and Android as well. And it's pretty much all the way done. Obviously, we're continually adding to it, but it's a tremendous app. You can keep score amongst all four guys. You don't have to be looking at somebody's card. It's a lot of great things in it. I encourage people to download it.
Yeah, I will. Right? Sounds like a great idea. Sounds like a great idea, AJ. All right, let's get into the basketball team here. A lot of stuff swirling. Some people had really assumed and reported that Frank Vogel, the decision on him, would have been made by now. And then Chad Ochocinco enters the conversation yesterday, claiming to have had a direct conversation with KD, claiming KD gave him the blessing to go forward with the rumor that he might want to play for the Miami Heat. Where do you want to start with this, Eddie?
Well, you know, again, Chad Ochocinco, I'm not going to believe too much he said. I'm sorry. I mean, he's out for the clickbait as well. He's really funny on the podcast, and on Shay's podcast. He's kind of funny. He really is. I love his demeanor on there. But, you know, ultimately, you know, I always say, guys, you know, anybody can be traded. Like, Cotton Fitzsimmons said to me, he said, look, the only person I won't trade is my wife. The rest of y'all I trade. Okay, and so you go with that dynamic, and emotions from year to year, from player to player, always changes. I just tend not to believe that that's what KD would want. I think he's in a very good situation in proving himself. Like, you know, this is the opportunity to double down and prove yourself. You know, I think now, you know, people are seeing, yeah, the Suns had expectations without a doubt. But against a team that had been together for a while, the Minnesota Timberwolves, pretty much took advantage of it and showed them. And guess what? Minnesota's showing the defending champions that too right now. So I think, you know, a lot of it is when you lose, you know, things go south emotionally. But I would like to think that, you know, KD wants to run it back, and I hope he does.
Eddie Johnson, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Morning. So we had the playoff elimination for the Suns. The next Wednesday, we had the press conference from Matt Ishbia and James Jones. There's been no determination, although it's been teased and talked about a lot, on the future of the head coach, Frank Vogel. Where are you on all of that and maybe the delay in an announcement? Should there be an announcement on Frank Vogel's future? It's all very strange right now, Eddie.
Yeah, well, I think it'll come sooner or later, right? And I think it's all about timing. I think with Matt Ishbia, I think we have to be patient in the fact that, you know, obviously he's an owner that still has a tremendous business back in Detroit, and he's kind of caught in the middle. So ordinarily, because he's not spending 100% of his time with the Suns. It's hard for him to, like, make decisions in a fast way like, say, another owner can. And I think that's part of it. But also the other part is I think he wants to actually do his research deeply before he makes a decision. And I applaud him for that. I think everybody deserves that chance. I don't think from a spontaneous point of view that, you know, people should be subjected to decisions on their job without all the particulars, and everybody that has had conversations with the owner or what have you have come to foreclosure on that, and then they make a decision. And that's just how it should be. And so I'm not shocked that it's taken a long-dated time, because I think he has to catch up with a lot of things in regards to the organization.
Let's take absolute best case scenario. Let's assume the big three not only wants to come back, but they're going to really commit to each other and commit to having a real connected basketball team. Is there a way from your vantage point to unlock this big three offensively? Maybe with a different system, maybe with a point guard, maybe with an up-tempo kind of basketball. What would you do if you had to plot the direction of this team?
Well, without a doubt, I think, you know, the first thing we have to realize that we got three assassins, okay? We got DB, we got KD, and we got Bradley Beal. All three of those guys are high-level scorers. That's what their job description is, first and foremost. Not bring the ball up the court. Not facilitate from the beginning of a play for everyone else. The ultimate responsibility that those guys have is they are scorers. When you look at the box score and you say, okay, what did KD do? The first thing you're going to look at is how many points he scored. You're not going to look at how many assists he had. You're not going to look at how many steals he had. You're going to look at how many points he had. And that's what all three of those guys. And in saying that, you basically got to make sure that those guys are really focused and put in the right position to be able to do that first and foremost. And I think they took a responsibility this past year to prove to everybody that they can play point guard, that they can distribute the ball, that they can handle the pressures of a point guard. And I think in doing that, it took away from the strength of what they are. And now they're trying to score the ball from 35 feet off the dribble instead of catching the ball already in their range and knocking down shots. And I think that brings to the point that, yeah, somebody has to be in that lineup with them that's a facilitator. And he doesn't have to be a great point guard. He just has to be somebody that pushes the ball up the court, gets it up with 20 seconds left on the shot clock, and will give them 20 seconds to operate. And I think if they do that, they're going to be tough to beat. And so I think that should be the mindset, and hopefully it is.
All right, lastly, there's a feeling that the more the Timberwolves kind of roll through the postseason, the easier it is for Suns fans to find optimism going forward. You're an old school dude. The word in the NBA is that Anthony Edwards is really energizing the OGs in basketball because he's got that Jordan, Kobe kind of aggressiveness to him. Your thoughts on Anthony Edwards and what we're watching with him?
Yeah, when I saw him in our series, man, I just said, this kid's special. Like, you just see it. He's special, man. He's got everything. And you know what? He has a great balance to him. Because you remember his second year, he refused to dunk the ball for a while.
Uh-huh.
I laughed about it because I said, you know what? That's the right thing to do. Because you know why? Because if you're always trying to concentrate on jumping over people, you might not last long. You might not. And then people don't see the other parts and the beauty of your game. See, that's where people made the mistake with Michael Jordan. They always show, what, the great highlights of him dunking on people on SportsCenter. But then when he got older and he couldn't jump anymore, people were shocked at the fact that he could shoot the mid-range and do so many other things so great. And I think Anthony Edwards is showing that he can do all of those things right now. But his leadership, man, I've never seen a 22-year-old lead veteran players like he does. He says all the right things. You know, he doesn't put the spotlight on himself. Even though he can, he just really, you know, he talks to his players during the course of the game, you know. And what happens is when you're saying so many positive things to your players, guess what? When it's time to get in their face and say something negative, they'll listen to you.
Yep.
And,
exactly.
And so whoever taught him the right way. It took me 4 years to learn that, where this kid automatically at 22 years old has figured it out.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
Eddie Johnson, Suns television analyst, Sirius XM NBA radio host, app creator. Download Combat Golf on the App Store or Google Play. Eddie, good luck with that, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you, bud.